What does God think about American politics, right? Throughout the world today, the Spirit of God is moving, and the ascended King Jesus still reigns. God is about the business of accomplishing His purposes in the world. God is not uniquely concerned with the United States elections. God is not also uniquely concerned with Europe and Brexit. God is supremely concerned with His church, and that's what He's most in tuned to. God is sovereign over everything, but His passion is not about the realms of government or whatever is going on in the nations geopolitically. Certainly, God is reigning over those things. But God's emphasis is the church. That's what He is about, the business of building. Jesus Himself said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell are not going to be able to prevail against it." So Christ was saying, this is what I'm going to do. And God is not about building a nation. He's just not about that. Israel remains a part of God's purpose. God has His nations, His people, and the church is now a part of God's new creation. Make no mistake, there is indeed a plan for Israel, but we are the church. And as we go about the business of being grateful for liberties, freedoms, ease of living, and the ability to vote, we have to remember we are not Israel, and that is not, we are not connected to the covenantal promised land. We are a part of the church, unless we happen to be Jewish today. And by the way, this is really important if you want to dig into history. We have, in our historical books, we have some of our forefathers that truly had American principles and were, I believe, saved. We also have others that were, or rather I could say scriptural principles. We have others of our founding fathers that were theistic in their worldview and really were trying to build up in America their own form of a government they believed would be a government of God. And what they meant by that wasn't what you and I might be reading it of. Even when you begin to look at back of dollar bills and you see an unfinished pyramid, what they're saying is we are attempting to establish a government of God. There was one, and there still remains one, Israel. There isn't going to be America, right? This is really important for us to understand. We can consider this then even in the realms of Daniel, because I think of all of the people in the Bible that really demonstrated how to be a good politician, Daniel has to be the first. In the book of Daniel, we understand Daniel is, first of all, captured by a group of folks that were against his God and against his upbringing. They even attempted, as Babylonians, to really reinforce and totally reprogram everything that Daniel and his friends had been taught from an early age, even to the tune of changing his name, you'll remember. But you know that Daniel and his friends had to have, having grown up in Israel, learned Deuteronomy 6 verse 4 and 5, which says, "Hear, O Lord, the Lord our God is one Israel, or, hear, O Israel, rather, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might." This is the great Shema. But now in Babylon, Daniel and his friends were relocated, re-educated, and renamed. And yet, they draw a line. "We will stay faithful to God more than man." Was Daniel still a wonderful politician? You could make the argument, as I will tonight, he is God's best politician in the book of in the Bible. But he was still faithful to God first. So here's a question for you and me. While we have not been relocated to a foreign land, our land may be coming foreign to us. Daniel and his friends learned how to live in a foreign land. They said, "We are aliens and strangers." Are you ready to live that way? Are you ready to say, "I am first a Christian"? That's an important thing for the American church, where in many auditoriums, they'll actually place an American flag on their platform. Folks, that's really not the symbol we want to be portraying. When we come to church, we come to worship God, not America. I hope you can say amen to that. I hope you can say amen to that and still be thankful for America. But how many churches do you know that will have patriotic services on a Sunday morning? Not always appropriate. Right? Why? Because we are first a church. We are also thankful for our country. By the way, if we were saying this in England, I hope that the Englishmen there would be thankful for their country. I really do. Or Northern Ireland or wherever they are. I hope they would be thankful and I hope they would be patriotic. I think that that is a biblical thing. To be patriotic in the land of your birth is right. I hope that's true. And you can read about men in other countries and other parts of the world that are equal parts God first and also patriotic. There's a balance there. But we also need to recognize, what does God think about American politics? I'll tell you what God thinks. He's more concerned about his church. That's really what he thinks. And you should be too.